Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Reliance Industries Limited, India's largest company by market cap, has reported record annual consolidated profit of 95,754 crore rupees and revenue of 11.76 lakh crore rupees for the year ended March 2026. Growth in its consumer businesses and oil to chemicals operations lifted full year performance, reports Money Control. The strong annual showing came despite a weaker March quarter amid the war in West Asia, when profit declined amid pressure in energy businesses. It has been a difficult week for the markets, weighed down by a sharp sell-off in IT stocks. Infosys emerged as the worst performer among IT stocks on Friday, tumbling 6.92% to 1,154 rupees and 80 pies, its lowest level in more than 5 years. The company reported modest revenue growth and a weak FY27 outlook, spooking investors, reports Shailin Agarwal. Money Control researcher Madhuchanda De notes that uncertainty around when AI-led gains will meaningfully reflect in earnings is keeping sentiment fragile. Rishabh Shaw and Debangana Ghosh write that the industry growth rate has slowed to single digits due to a multi-year slowdown. While deal wins continue, the pricing model has shifted to a fixed price model, raising concerns about future revenue growth prospects at major IT companies. Global tech giants, however, continue to double down on India. Google remains committed to India with investments in both infrastructure and talent, Cloud Chief Thomas Kurian told Vikas SN. The tech giant has already committed $15 billion over the next 5 years to build an AI hub in Visakhapatnam and has a headcount exceeding 10,000 in India. Telecom provider Vodafone Idea is expecting clarity on the reassessment of its adjusted gross revenue, AGR, dues soon, CEO Abhijit Kishore said. Danish Khan reports that the Department of Telecommunications had set up a committee to reassess these dues. Meanwhile, Bharti Airtel's chief technology officer, Randeep Sekhon, told Danish that his company is in touch with its global suppliers and technology partners to assess and mitigate potential cybersecurity risks emerging from next-generation artificial intelligence systems, including Claude Mythos. Capital markets regulator SEBI is looking to set dynamic price bands for all F&O stocks if they are listed across multiple exchanges, reports Brajesh Kumar. Currently, there is a structural gap between F and O stocks that are listed on both BSE and NSE due to differences in expiry cycles. Billionaire Ranjan Pai's family office, Claypond Capital, is in the early stages of investing in popular dosa chain Bene, reports Tusha Goenka and Chandra R. Srikanth. The Mumbai-based chain is being valued at 350 crore rupees and started its operations just 2 years ago. Claypond Capital has previously backed Akasa Air and Zepto. Dhurandhar 2's blockbuster run at movie theatres has almost single-handedly increased Bollywood's share of the overall box office, writes Mariam Faruqui. Dhurandhar 2's domestic collections stand at 1,158 crore rupees and worldwide at 1,790 crore rupees. It has alone contributed more than 75% of March's total box office collections for Bollywood. And finally, as Sachin Tendulkar turns 53, Boria Majumdar examines what the Master Blaster continues to mean for India, not just as a cricketer, but as a unifying force for the nation. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.